Where did we get the rosary? First, we need to specify which rosary we are talking about. Different holy orders have their own rosary. There is the Franciscan Rosary, the Servite or Sorrowful Rosary, the Brigantine Rosary, and the Dominican Rosary, for example. However, when people say, quote, the Rosary, they mean the Dominican Rosary. It is the Dominican Rosary that has come to be known simply as the Rosary. So where did the Dominican Rosary come from? Well, most scholars today say that it developed over time. The early medieval monks would say all 150 psalms every day, and they would tie 150 or 50 knots in a rope to keep track. The uneducated masses, wishing to imitate the piety of the monks, would do the same. However, they couldn't read. So rather than recite the psalms, they would say 150 Our Fathers or Hail Marys, or a combination of both. This eventually turned into beads rather than ropes. The prayers coalesced around it, and the standard five-decade rosary that we are all familiar with today was established sometime around the 14th century. That's what modern scholarship says. But I don't have much use for modern scholarship. They start off in a place of skepticism of anything supernatural and look for natural explanations. Prior to the late and postmodern eras, it was understood that the rosary in its present form, excluding the Fatima prayer and the luminous mysteries, was given to Saint Dominic himself by Our Lady. Saint Dominic was one of the men tasked by Rome to convert the Albigensians. The Albigensians were a Cathari sect of Gnostic Christians from the southern region of France in the 13th century, and not future Baptists. The Albigensians were dualistic, believing in two equal but opposing principles or gods, one evil and one good. The evil God created our bodies and the physical world, and he's the God of the Old Testament. The good God created the spirit world and our souls, and that's the God of the New Testament. The evil God trapped our souls in our bodies, and Jesus, a created angel, came in a spiritual body, not a physical one, to liberate our souls from our bodies. Saint Dominic didn't have much luck converting the heretics with reason, so he sought the answer in prayer and penance. Saint Louis de Montfort writes in The Secret of the Rosary, "Since the Holy Rosary is composed principally and in substance of the prayers of Christ and the angelic salutation, that is, the Our Father and the Hail Mary, it was without doubt the first prayer and the first devotion of the faithful and has been in use all these centuries from the time of the apostles and disciples down to the present. But it was only in the year 1214, however, that Holy Mother Church received the rosary in its present form and according to the method we use today. It was given to the church by Saint Dominic, who had received it from the Blessed Virgin as a powerful means of converting the Albigensians and other sinners. I will tell you the story of how he received it, which is found in the very well-known book Dignitate Saltire by Blessed Alan de la Rocha. Saint Dominic, seeing the gravity of the people's sins was hindering the conversion of the Albigensians, withdrew into a forest near Toulouse, where he prayed unceasingly for 3 days and three nights. During this time, he did nothing but weep and do harsh penances. In order to appease the anger of Almighty God, he used his discipline so much that his body was lacerated, and finally he fell into a coma. At this point, Our Lady appeared to him, accompanied by three angels, and she said, "Dear Dominic, do you know which weapon the Blessed Trinity wants to use to reform the world?" "Oh, my Lady," answered Saint Dominic, "you know far better than I do, because next to your Son, Jesus Christ, you have always been the chief instrument of our salvation." Then Our Lady replied, "I want you to know that in this kind of warfare, the battering ram has always been the angelic psalter, which is the foundation stone of the New Testament. Therefore, if you want to reach these hardened souls and win them over to God, preach my psalter." Notice that both Saint Louis de Montfort and Our Lady acknowledge that a primitive form of the rosary already existed, the saint going so far as to say that it had been in use since the time of the apostles. So the fact that there is evidence of the use of a primitive form of the rosary centuries before Saint Dominic's encounter with Our Lady does not disprove the account. And if you choose to disregard Saint Louis de Montfort and Blessed Alan de la Rocha's witness, just realize you're also discounting Popes Leo X, Saint Pius V, Gregory VIII, Sextus V, Clement VIII, Alexander VII, Innocent XI, Clement XI, Innocent XIII, and Benedict XIII, who are all unanimous in declaring that the Rosary to have been instituted by St. Dominic himself, according to Pope Benedict XVI, that is. Again, it wasn't until the modernists showed up that this account was doubted. Count me with the many popes and saints who say that the Rosary in its present form, again, with the exception of the Fatima prayer and the Luminous Mysteries, was given to St. Dominic by Our Lady herself. Of course, the Fatima prayer was added by Our Lady of Fatima. But notice Our Lady said to St. Dominic, "Preach my Psalter." What does that mean? Psalter refers to the Psalms. Remember I said the faithful would say 150 Hail Marys in honor of the 150 Psalms. This would be the original three set of mysteries, the joyful, sorrowful, and glorious, which is the Rosary. Saying one set of mysteries, five decades, though popularly called the Rosary, is technically a chaplet. It was originally suggested for children. What Our Lady gave to St. Dominic was the original three sets of mysteries, 15 mysteries in total, 150 Hail Marys, which correspond to the 150 Psalms. Preach my Psalter. And here's something interesting. If you say a full traditional rosary, that's actually 153 Hail Marys, which corresponds to the number of fish the apostles pulled in, which clearly represents converts to the true religion, John 21, verses 10 and 11. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish that you have just caught." So Simon Peter went aboard and hauled the net ashore, full of large fish, 153 of them. Our Lady said to St. Dominic, "Dear Dominic, do you know which weapon the Blessed Trinity wants to use to reform the world? I want you to know that in this kind of warfare, the battering ram has always been the angelic Psalter, which is the foundation stone of the New Testament. Therefore, if you want to reach these hardened souls and win them over to God, preach my Psalter." Are you getting it yet? It is the original rosary given by Our Lady, which consists of 150 Hail Marys, the original three set of mysteries that converts people, and that will change the world. Our Lady even testifies to this at Fatima when she instituted the first five Saturday devotion. One of the steps is to keep Mary company for 15 minutes while meditating on the 15 mysteries of the Rosary. Most websites just say meditating on the mysteries of the Rosary, but the ones that show the quote from Sister Lucia showing the actual words Our Lady said, she said the 15 mysteries of the Rosary. So what about the Luminous Mysteries? Well, if you pray the Luminous Mysteries, that's your business. I used to pray them too. But Our Lady never asked for them. She never said the Rosary was incomplete. That was John Paul II. But still, the Pope is not subject to Marian apparitions. It's the other way around. But keep in mind, they are optional. We don't have to accept them if we don't want to. And think about everything that I said and how adding the Luminous Mysteries throws all of that off. The 150 Hail Marys representing the 150 Psalms is just gone. Now there's 200. It can't be called the Angelic Psalter anymore. That's why I don't pray the Luminous Mysteries anymore. And let's face it, this was an attempt to please Protestants who complained that the Rosary skips Jesus' ministry. Well, guess what? Protestants aren't going to pray the Rosary, period. Our Lady is a stumbling block for both Protestants and the Orthodox. Although Orthodox Christians do practice intercession to Mary, they seem to feel that we give her too much attention, especially with the Rosary. And they seem to think their Jesus prayer beads are superior to our Rosary. And this is precisely why God chose the Rosary to convert people. So we need to trust in Our Lady's intercession for the conversion of those dear to us, rather than downplaying her. Which brings me to the Confraternity of the Rosary. You should join the Confraternity of the Rosary. You can plug into millions of people praying the Rosary for your intentions while you pray for theirs by joining the Confraternity of the Rosary. You can enroll at this website, which I will put a link in the description, as well as many others. Now, this is taken from that website to explain the obligations and benefits of joining the Confraternity of the Rosary. Each member of the Confraternity promises to pray 15 decades of the Rosary each week to include the other members of the Confraternity in their intentions. This is the sole obligation of membership in the Rosary Confraternity. It does not bind under pain of sin. The 15 decades of the Rosary do not have to be said all at once. They may be said throughout the course of the week, typically in three groups of five decades. Meditation on the mysteries of Christ is necessary as part of praying the rosary. The intentions of the other members are to be included in one's prayers. This can be done by making a general intention to always include their intentions and does not need to be explicitly repeated every time one prays the rosary. The obligation to pray the rosary does not bind under pain of sin. Spiritual benefits of membership. A share in the prayers and the good works of countless thousands of Rosary Confraternity members throughout the world and in heaven. A share in the good works and prayers of the Order of Preachers, the Dominican Order. Various plenary and partial indulgences. For members of the confraternity, a plenary indulgence is granted under the usual conditions on the day of enrollment, as well as the feast days of Christmas, Easter, the Annunciation, the Assumption of Our Lady, the Feast of Our Lady of the Rosary, the Immaculate Conception, and Our Lord's Presentation in the Temple. A plenary indulgence is also granted under the usual conditions to all who pray the rosary in a church or oratory, in a family, religious community, or a pious association of the faithful. Otherwise, the indulgence is partial. And most importantly, the intercession and special protection of Our Lady, the Mother of God. So as a member of the Confraternity of the Rosary, you get plenary indulgences on the day you enroll, Christmas, Easter, the Feast of the Assumption, the Feast of the Immaculate Conception, and a few others by doing nothing other than having gone to confession within the last 20 days, being in a state of grace, receiving communion, and praying for the Pope's intentions, and being completely detached from sin, which are the normal conditions to receive a plenary indulgence. If any of those are lacking, it's a partial indulgence. You will have millions of others praying for your intentions, and you share in the good works of all the other members and the entire Dominican Order. And all you have to do is sign up. It's quick and easy, and you get the most power out of the most powerful prayer next to the Mass itself, the Rosary. Until my next video, God bless. If you like what you see, please like and share the video, and subscribe to the channel, turning on all notifications. If you would like to support this channel financially, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. The link is in the description. It is, unfortunately, not tax deductible. Those who have bought coffees since the premiere of my last video and the recording of this one are David Goodman, who said, "Thank you for sharing the faith. We entered the church on the Feast of the Assumption in 2023 after living as devout Protestants for years. Reading the early church fathers shook me up and showed us how wrong we were. Press on." Kent A. Purdy, who said, "Thank you again for your great videos, especially those defending the SSPX, about which there is so much misinformation. Keep up the good work." And Anthony and Margie, who said, "Thank you for serving our Lord. We love listening to your videos. Great job." You can also like and follow us on Facebook. The link for that is also in the description.